Welcome to this week's show. This is Season 2, Episode 14 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined by Skeets, Timmy, Mr. Short, and over the Skype airwaves,
I waved.
For the first time, trying this, so hopefully it doesn't suck, Vince. Pretty much.
Was that it?
What?
Okay, never mind. Yeah, good to say. I'm sorry.
This is gonna be a great show.
This is great.
I just want to get right into the news. Or how was everybody's 4th of July?
It was all right.
I got baked.
Yeah, you did the Lawrence show.
Like in the, I got a lot of sun. Not
right.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty pink.
Show went off pretty good.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Vince, what'd you do for the 4th?
Hid. It sounds like goddamn bombs going off over here.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a message last night that it was like Nam over here, so.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
No, not really.
All right, let's just get into it. TV news this week. Apparently Hulu and Amazon Prime are in a bidding war over Hannibal. Since NBC canceled it, both of them want to pick it up. So whoever's going to pay more is going to end up with it.
It's on Hulu right now.
Yeah, but I mean for the...
Okay.
If they continue it. NBC has ended its business relationship with Donald Trump after his comments about Mexicans, which were factually based, even though it hurt people's feelings. Many people and companies have pulled out, including the Miss Universe pageant and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, but he owns Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah, he owns the pageant, but they pulled it from... all the network, NBC networks and all of that. So.
You see, the thing I read is he left NBC based on their views, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he said in what was I watching? He said the damage he's done with the businesses is way worse than he thought it would be. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's dumb anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
he said some good things, though.
What he said was true. I mean,
yeah.
But
I didn't hear what he said.
Basically said that the Mexicans, the illegals that are coming over, are bringing drugs and crime, and, you know, it's not their best coming over here, it's their worst coming across, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if they cross the Rio Grande, it's their best winner.
Well, that's true. Next story, Simpsons creator Matt Groening has been sued by his former nanny, who claims that he has it out for Hispanics, even though Groening's wife is Hispanic. The nanny claims in a lawsuit that Matt and his wife treated employees like animals, claiming she was not only worked to the bone, but harassed over her heritage. She says Matt would say his son was not going to speak quote-unquote good English because there are so many Hispanics in the house. Lawsuit says that Groening would complain his house looked like a Hispanic community and he hated it. She also says that her and the other Hispanic employees had to eat at a small table next to a trash can in the laundry room.
Yeah, but how big was the fucking laundry room?
Yeah, he has Simpsons money. That could be the size of a house. So.
And just because the trash can happens to be next to the table? Come on.
Yeah.
That's just easy throwing away.
Yeah, you don't have to walk far through your trash away.
No, but, yeah, he's being sued, so.
And you know that bitch makes more money than we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nanny for the Groenings? Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
It's like the episode of Family Guy where they, all work for her dad.
That was awesome.
Mexicans, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the Simpsons.
There you go. Thank you. Next thing I have is TV Land pulled Dukes of Hazzard and all reruns because of people's pussy-ass feelings.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
I mean,
you might as well pull Sanford and Son.
Yep.
The Jefferson, Archie Bunker, yeah, the most racist one on TV.
Yeah, when are they going to pull All in the Family? Yeah. Vince, what you got?
Hepatitis.
I'm sad. It makes me sad.
It is. It really is.
I don't know what else to say. Alright, really? The fucking Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
It's the Dukes of Hazzard.
I mean,
Cop Rock is still on.
Hey, me and you had this discussion about Cop Rock.
Cop Rock is on, but they pulled the goddamn Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And I mean, the bad guy in Dukes of Hazzard was a fat, evil white man. An old white man. I mean, it fits right into their agenda, that, you know. But no, you gotta pull it because of a flag. And there were no blacks in Hazzard County. So, whatever.
No tree decorations.
Well, there's that. Speaking of that, and a story that I did not know by the time we planned our list and castings for this week, Lawrence Fishburne will star as Alex Haley in an A&E Network scripted event, Roots. They're remaking Roots.
With Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, as Alex Haley. Let's see. He will play Haley, author of the novel Roots. The new version is described as an all-original contemporary production incorporating more material from the Haley's novel as well as carefully researched new scholarship of the time. The event will be simulcast on A&E History and Lifetime in 2016.
That just tells you nobody good wanted it. It's not even on BET, damn it.
Yeah.
It's all going to be white people. Yeah.
We'll get there. If it goes, if it goes by our casting this week, yeah, it might be. And it'll be
hard. Yeah, I went through the Timmy Sizzler casting.
Yep, so did I.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
We need to ask Dan if he did his list and have him send it to us.
Yeah, send him a message. The new... Hold on, I gotta pull it up here. Images have been shown for the new Ash vs. Evil Dead... Since you're not here, I can't show you, Vince.
I'll be depressed anyway. I'll just pull it up.
Looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
What do you do to it?
It went to commercial for a Dodge Ram because we all need Dodge Rams. And
I have a Dodge Ram. What are you saying?
Yeah, you all need Dodge Rams.
We all need Dodge Rams with the diesels. Sponsored by. Yeah, there it is. It shows the girl, the little Mexican, he looks like a Mexican guy, and Ash with his chainsaw hand and... ready to fight.
So, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm all excited for that. Let's see, what the hell is next? Sad news. Maria from Sesame Street.
Leaving after...
Yeah, Sonia Manzano, I think I got the name right, is retiring after 44 years on the show.
Jesus Christ.
No word on how they will write her off of the show. So, end of an era.
If I do this show for 44 years, put one in my head.
Do what?
If I do this show for 44 years, put one in my head.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Yeah, how would you say? Cookie Monster going on a murderous rampage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen on Sesame Street.
I want more cookie!
Yeah, you can tell a woman, I want your cookie.
Well, he eats vegetables now, so...
Yeah, that's true.
He's gonna put her in a basement and make her make cookies.
Mexican wedding cakes.
It's a churro, isn't it?
Yeah, churro.
Churros.
They announced that Comic-Con will stay in San Diego through 2018. Marvel will not have a movie panel, but they will have their TV panels. So you're going to have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter and all that. So they will be there, but it won't be the movies. It'll just be the TV. So, this is going to suck if you live in Chicago, and probably this is going to spread all across the country.
Black people?
Huh?
Black people?
Yes, black people.
Wow.
Skype's working well.
You didn't hear her?
Yeah, I heard her. We all heard her.
Black people?
Yeah. Chicago is on the hunt for new revenue, and their Department of Finance is applying two new rules that will impact companies like Netflix and Spotify. It will cover, quote, electronically delivered amusements and non-prestatory computer leases. Basically, this is a Netflix tax.
Oh, yeah.
It will basically hit anything that streams online. So basically, that would probably include WWE Network, Netflix, like I said, Spotify, Apple TV probably would gonna hit.
I can't see how they do that.
if your IP, I guess, is in Chicago or wherever the tax is going to be collected, that's where they're going to. That's where they're going to get it.
They could go through a VPN, couldn't they?
I guess, but
if you lived in Chicago, then you could run a VPN through another IP, like say here. That's
probably what'll end up happening is a bunch of people find somewhere that's not being taxed and route through.
Yeah, and then everybody will be taxed.
Yeah.
They'll fuck it up for their
This will end up being a countrywide tax, is what it'll be. So, I think they said that they're looking for at least $12 million in the first year just in Chicago in extra tax revenue.
God damn, that's how many people have that in Chicago?
I guess.
Jesus.
Oh, that'd be about the right time. Last thing for TV news, Terminator Genesis, been making, you know, the movie just came out. Box office isn't, you know, breaking records, but it's not the only thing worth coming out for. You're looking, you might get a TV series counterpart. This is not a rumor. This was actually confirmed by Skydance CEO. Skydance owns the Terminator distribution.
Wasn't there already a Terminator TV? It was like Sarah...
They did the Sarah Connor Chronicles, yeah. But apparently they're going to tie the Genesis movie into the TV series and...
The TV Sarah Connor Chronicles was on UPN, I think, wasn't it?
Was it either UPN or Fox?
Something like that. Yeah, it was terrible, though.
Yeah, it had Summer Glau, that's why I watched it. going into movie news... Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel movies, has announced that the next Spider-Man movie will use a new villain, not been used before in the movies, and this is the just part that really turned me off. The movie will have a John Hughes vibe.
Oh my god. Really?
Really?
Yep.
No.
So your bad guy in the new Spider-Man movie will be Lung Duk Dong. So... played by Terry Crews.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that just completely turned me off to the next Spider-Man. Like I said last week to the kid, good luck. Yeah, well, you're already two strikes down.
So. Yeah.
Kevin Feige also was doing press for Ant-Man, which I've heard is fantastic. And he was asked if there's a chance of Marvel adding a LGBTQ, every other fucking
L-M-N-O-P.
Letter, L-M-N-O-P, in the Marvel movies. And he said, within 10 years, you will have one on screen. So I'm like, what fucking character are you going to try to queer up now?
Northstar.
He's already gay.
Yeah, he's Fox. Because he's an X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
They'll probably queer up somebody that's not queer.
Yeah, you're going to get Gay Falcon. That's what you're going to get. A probably. Black gay man, yeah.
That's fabulous.
Or Iron Man will turn out gay.
Yeah.
I could see that, though.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. In Pot Calling the Kettle Black news, Cara Delevingne, she's playing Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
Came out and said the superhero movies are totally sexist. While praising Suicide Squad. She was doing press for Suicide Squad. So, you know, she has made her fame so far being a half-nude model. Fashion model. And she got this gig doing a superhero movie. But there's totally sexist.
Right.
Did she say why she said that?
Because there's no strong parts for women and that Suicide Squad has the strongest women characters. It's a, shut up.
Well, there was a strong... Go ahead.
As she gets in her Bentley.
Yeah.
Well, there was a strong female presence in both Avengers movies.
Black Widow.
Yeah. And there's been a strong female presence in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Agent Carter.
And the Daredevil series.
Yep. But, you know, that's totally sexist. Evil white man.
And Catwoman.
We don't talk about Halle Berry movies here. Halle Berry don't count.
Well, who was that other chick that did the last Catwoman?
Oh, Anne Michelle
Hathaway?
Pfeiffer.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
that was so good.
Vince, I figured you would chime in on the totally sexist superheroes. And
he's playing with his nipples.
I am. And I just like I said, they're gonna get their Bentleys and they're gonna bitch. And she makes her money showing her tits, so I don't. I got nothing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's also been reported that on the set of Suicide Squad, David Ayer, the director, has hired an on-set therapist.
The rapist?
Yeah, the rapist. Adam Beach, who's playing Slipknot, said that Ayer wants the actors to get really into the heads of their characters, but doesn't want them going so far that they become real-life villains.
Doesn't wanting them?
Like, really? I was so amped up for Suicide Squad, and hearing you guys talk is just pissing me off.
Yeah.
I mean, do they all think they're going to go Heath Ledger and have an Olsen twin kill him? I mean...
Yes.
It could happen.
I mean, last guy played Joker. I mean, it's just stupid. You're making movies. You're paid millions of dollars to play fucking make-believe.
Yeah.
Christ's sake.
I'd do it for free.
Yeah, I would too.
No, I mean, I do it for
free. Well, yeah. Speaking of Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers movies and DC Universe. Basically, if you're Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Justice League movies, you are at Warner Brothers. If you are Justice League Dark, Swamp Thing, Sandman, Constantine, they have moved them to New Line. So Warner Brothers will focus on mainstream DC. New Line is going to do the Vertigo books. Which, okay. I'm okay with. That will separate it. You won't get, you know, Warner Brothers coming in going, this is not like Superman. Make Sandman punchier, you know.
Yeah.
So, that seems to be good. Speaking of Justice League Dark, Guillermo del Toro is no longer attached to the project. Due to scheduling conflicts of him filming Pacific Rim 2 and possibly Hellboy 3.
Have you seen his show?
Strain?
Yeah, The Strain.
That's a weird stuff.
Yeah, I've
show.
Been watching it. It's pretty good, though.
Based on the books, it's really good. Let's see. Vince, we have happy news for you. Robert Zemeckis, who directed Back to the Future and the two sequels, has vowed that Back to the Future will never be remade in his lifetime, and hopes that his estate will figure out a way to continue blocking remakes after his death.
That's, you know what that means?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That means two things. One,
there's been offers.
They've tried.
Yes.
And two, that sumbitch's gonna be killed.
Next week.
Yeah. But I was like, good on you. Somebody stepped up. And he owns the rights to the story. He co-wrote the story, and the other guy that co-wrote is in the same thing with him, like, we do not want a remake. Fuck you, this was ours, it was perfect, you're done. So, good about that. They have released some plot points about the new Power Rangers movie, the reboot. Many of the original things from the series will be there. You're going to get Zordon, Alpha, and Rita will be the villain, and apparently they tried to detonate a black hole onto Rita to, you know, kill her. The would-be Rangers are named Jason, Billy, Kimberly, Zach, and Trini. Power coins will play a part. Some things are different. Zordon and Alpha do not choose the Rangers, but somehow the power coins bond with them. The aforementioned black hole bomb actually sends Rita and Zordon forward in time 65 million years to what is our present day. No mention of Zords so far. So we're getting a little bit. They're leaking out a little bit of it. So you going to watch it when it comes out, Vince?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, come on. Seriously?
It sounds good so far.
I hope the Blue Power Ranger's gay.
Oh, I imagine he will be. He'll probably
definitely
be named Billy, but born Janice.
No, if anything, it'd be the Yellow Power Ranger.
What, the Asian?
Yeah.
I don't think they can mess with the Asian. They know karate.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Well, the Power Rangers, they all know karate.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say the same thing I did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
if you don't like Marvel movies and you don't like DC movies, but you like superheroes, I have a movie for you coming out. I talked about this 2 months ago. They announced it, Bloodshot, which is the comic from Valiant. They've announced a whole lot about it. The director will be David Leitich and Chad Stahelski, basically the guys behind John Wick, the Keanu Reeves movie, which is very good if nobody's watched that. Let's see. There's going to be a group of 4 movies that come out. Bloodshot, Harbinger, Harbinger War, Shadow Man. Could also do an Archer and Armstrong movie. Bloodshot will certainly focus on, obviously, he's like a Wolverine character. Let's see. The story will focus on his challenges as a former soldier, which will continue when he gets injected with the nanites into his bloodstream, which subsequently enable him to interface with technology. This also makes him capable of super healing and shape-shifting. Basically, their Weapon X is called Project Rising Spirit. In Bloodshot's world, the government instigated a super soldier program that gave him some superpowers, including his perfect memory imprint. Harbingers will also be heavily involved, so they can spin that off into the second movie. That's a team. Basically, your X-Men.
What the fuck?
Jesus, this is why we don't videotape anything. Vince is flashing the crowd. Let's see. Harbinger movie and Harbinger War. Jeff Wadlow, the writer of Kick-Ass 2, and Eric Hesser, writer of The Thing, will write the script. Matthew Vaughn is going to produce. So they got some good names with some good action movie stuff behind it, and they're creating their own, so I'm actually excited for Bloodshot. No word on casting yet. So, in a this shouldn't happen story, do you know the director Paul Thomas Anderson?
Never met the guy.
The Master, and I Believe There Will Be Blood. Yeah, that guy. Okay. He's going to, Robert Downey Jr. wants to make a movie with him. But not just any movie. He wants Paul Thomas Anderson to write and possibly direct Pinocchio, starring Robert Downey Jr. as Geppetto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a pedophile woodworker?
Yes. So this is going to be
probably... Lie for me, Pinocchio.
Yeah. This is going to be the darkest, twisted, most Pinocchio ever. And the look on Vince's face is priceless right now.
In the theme of Less Than Zero.
Grow your nose out so I can do a long line of coke. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God. Kenneth Branagh is not coming back to direct Thor Ragnarok. Ava DuVernay will not direct Black Panther, as has been everybody reported. She's backed out. Marvel has announced shooting dates. They said that they are halfway done through filming Civil War right now. Doctor Strange will start filming in November. Guardians 2, February or March of next year. Thor Ragnarok and Spider-Man around June of next year. So, I'm just excited we're halfway done through Civil War. So,
yeah.
That's the one I'm waiting on.
I'm excited for the new Deadpool.
Yeah, it's that's done. And
it's in pre.
It's in post. Yeah.
Post, whatever.
Yeah. We talked about Kong Skull Island. Michael Keaton and J.K. Simmons have exited due to scheduling. Another one of these. I don't know why they do this. They'll announce that, you know, so-and-so is going to direct, and we got this person and this person to star, but production is going to be 10 months from now. Well, you can't hold people... You know, well, don't go work for 10 months until we can start. No, they're going to go to work and they're going to get jobs. So they've both, Michael Keaton and J.K. Simmons have left because of scheduling conflicts. So the only person we know that's still attached is Tom Hiddleston.
Loki. And Jack Black.
And Jack Black. No, he's... I hate you.
See, he did the shit I usually do.
Yeah, I know. In a movie that I know Vince will be waiting in line to see, Lionsgate and Hasbro are teaming up, and it is now confirmed that Andrew Niccoli, who wrote The Truman Show, is going to write the movie Monopoly.
No, I'm not into that.
No. Well, you saw Battleship.
No.
Okay,
no,
me neither, yeah. All I know is Rihanna was in it, and I was like, no, fuck that.
The only thing I can picture is when Jim Carrey is in a...
Keep going.
The Pet Detective movie, when he's got that old man. And he's like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
If it was like that, I might be interested. But a couple trailers came out. The trailer for Creed, which is the best Rocky spinoff. Rocky, yeah.
It looks look too bad.
No, I really want to see this one. Granted, it's a boxing movie, and I'm a sucker for boxing movies.
You're just a sucker all around, then.
Thank you. But also, the trailer, and I'll have to send Vince the link to this, has come out for Helen Keller versus Nightwolves.
Yes. I think I saw the poster for that.
Yeah, I showed you the poster a couple weeks ago, but now there's a trailer. Yes, exactly. Oh, is right.
Yeah, that's what the sound she's going to make.
Oh, no, she can talk, and she's... It's awesome. Just look that up on the... I think it's on YouTube or something like that.
The interweb.
We'll go on into comic book news. There's been a lot of weird mashups lately. You have Star Trek and Green Lantern doing crossovers. You've had Archie versus Punisher, Archie versus Predator. Well, now get ready for Chaos Comics, which is going to be Evil Ernie, Chastity, and Purgatory versus Alice Cooper. They have introduced Alice Cooper as the Lord of Nightmares, visiting the vilest men and women of the world and haunting their dreams. So they're going to go fight Alice Cooper. So that'll sell 100 copies. And basically the big news in comics this week was all of the Marvel books have been announced for after Civil War. You want me to just run through them real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get Invincible Iron Man. Let's see. A-Force, which is the female Avengers. All New, All Different Avengers, which is the Miles Morales and is on the team with Miss Marvel, and Cap, Thor, Nova, Vision. Uncanny Avengers, which is... This is the weirdest team I've ever seen. I don't know who that one is. You got Quicksilver, Old Spider-Man, Peter Parker, I believe Brother Voodoo,
I can't see it.
Rogue, Human Torch, Old Man Steve Rogers, and Deadpool.
You forgot a couple. Displane. The Mauler.
Yeah. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, Deadpool is now officially an Avenger. The tagline says, fighting for humanity, inhumanity, mutants, and Deadpool. So, and Gary Duggan's writing it, and he writes Deadpool, so that ought to be interesting. New Avengers, your team is Sunspot, Squirrel Girl, Wiccan, Songbird, Hawkeye, and Hulking. And for everybody that's been bitching, and we've talked about it for weeks on end, about there's no strong black characters, so let's change all of our good characters to, you know, this and that. Go pick up Ultimates. This is your black superhero team. Monica Rambeau, Black Panther, Blue Marvel, America Chavez, and you gotta throw a white on the team, Captain Marvel. So,
is that Galactus?
Yeah, they fight Galactus. This is gonna be the cosmic team. So, Doctor Strange is getting a number one. Captain Marvel's getting her own series. Sam Wilson, Captain America. Totally awesome Hulk.
And his face is blacked out and says, who is the Hulk?
Yeah, because we know it's Amadeus Cho. We talked about that. Mighty Thor, we already know. Scarlet Witch is getting her own solo series. Miss Marvel's getting her own. Illuminati is getting their own book with the Hood as the leader.
I assume so.
Hawkeye is getting a new number one, and it looks like it is Kate Bishop Hawkeye and Old Man Hawkeye. So, apparently in New Marvel, you're going to have multiple versions of characters. You're going to have young and old in the same universe, and it just, it's going to be a cluster.
Clusterfuck.
Yeah. Ant-Man's getting a new number one. Vision is getting a new number one, and it is, he has created his own family and moved to the suburbs. I shit you not, that's the story.
So, and, like The Incredibles?
Kind of, but he can't hide who he is, so everybody knows that's Vision, and that's his robot kids, and it is, how does he fit into suburbia?
Suburban Commando!
Yes. Four issues.
They should remake that movie.
How dare you talk about a classic.
That's a classic. They might as remake Dances with Men or whatever that movie was called. With Costner?
Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, Dances with Men.
That's Vince's movie.
That's Vince's movie. You're getting...
That man made the list.
You're getting a comic series based on the video game Contest of Champions, which I play. So that's going to be interesting. Amazing Spider-Man number one. This is older Peter Parker. They're turning him into Tony Stark. He is running Peter Parker Technologies. He's playboying around the world. And he now has this thing, which I'm showing to Mr. Short and Timmy. That's the spider car.
So a kid who took pictures of himself.
Yes. They're turning him into Iron Man. And he runs a giant tech firm.
How did he get his money? How did he get his fucking brains? He's an idiot.
He's been a genius. He was a genius as a kid. He just done really dumb things.
I got like thousands of comic books you need to read.
Carnage is getting its own.
That looks awesome.
Series. That does look really good. That is Mike Perkins on the art. You're getting Spider-Woman, and would you care to show Vince the cover of Spider-Woman number one, which is going to cause feminists to shit their pants?
She's pregnant?
It shows a severely pregnant Spider-Woman, yes. And it says, what, parent by day, hero by night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, remember, this was the same character that 6 months ago there was the controversy of the Italian artist who drew her with her ass all up in the air. And
oh, well, no wonder she's pregnant.
Well, yeah, there you go.
She's showing her vagina to people.
It could be anybody's.
That's right. So, yeah.
Probably this guy.
Yeah, it's probably mild. Yeah, speaking of, Spider-Man number one, your, I guess, new younger Spider-Man, Miles Morales, written by...
says Parker Industries in the background.
Yeah, I saw that. You're getting a new Spider-Gwen number one, Silk number one. Apparently now she's turning into a criminal. It says the Sinister Silk. We shall see. Spider-Man 2099 is getting a new number one, and I dig that outfit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and you're getting Web Warriors.
And Spider-Man is now Batman.
Yes.
He's Marvel's Batman.
He's Marvel's Batman because now he has a whole family of characters, including my favorite... Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham. So, played by Vince.
I can see that.
Daredevil number one. Daredevil's going to get an apprentice. Guardians of the Galaxy, new number one. The tagline is, the raccoon's in charge. So Rocket's leading the team. And do you notice something funny about Star-Lord right there?
He's a lady.
Oh, are you serious?
Because it's his wife. It's Kitty Pryde. He married Kitty Pryde in the books. So Star-Lord... You're getting... On the Guardians team, Kitty's going to be Star-Lord, along with the Thing, Groot, Rocket, Drax, and Venom.
Agent Venom.
Drax is getting a number one, but Star-Lord will be getting his own number one by himself, as normal male... Howard the Duck's getting a number one. Yes, again. Nova is getting a number one. There's the Star-Lord number one. Venom Space Knight, which looks really cool.
Yeah.
Ariel Oliverity is doing the art, so I will at least pick up an issue of that. And one of them that I'm going to have to pick this up because you know this is going to be just crazy. Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. Yep.
Very nice.
It's all the monsters It's the monster team, including Man-Thing. There's Werewolf by Night. There's Manphibian, which is one of the greatest names of all time. And it looks like it is being led by Dum Dum Duggan. So,
who's this big guy?
I'm not sure. Oh. We'll see if I can go ahead and flip and keep going. I'll try to pull that up.
All right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah, they're still tying into Hydra.
Yeah, look, you make a picture of Hydra something or other kissing Coulson.
Yeah.
Uncanny Inhumans number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Black Bolt, Beast.
Trigon, Medusa. I'm not sure who that one is. Beast
human,
and
Human Torch.
Human Torch. Oh, your team for Howling Commandos. Googum, which I think is the big one, the big monster-looking thing. Man-Thing, Hit-Monkey, Dum-Dum, which would be Dum-Dum Duggan. Teen Abomination, that's A-Bomb. Elsa Bloodstone, Werewolf by Night, Manphibian, and a zombie. It could be Thunderbolt Ross as the zombie, we don't know. So, I'm all excited for Howling Commandos.
And then we got Karnak, number one.
Karnak, for those that don't know, is basically he's Black Bolt's tactician in the Inhumans. So he's like, if you go to He-Man, he's Man-at-Arms for the Inhumans. So.
And then Angela or whatever you
She's
say.
The one that was on Spawn, and then Marvel kind of bought her out.
Yeah, Asgard's assassin, number one.
Yeah. They've tied her into being, and she's one of Odin's daughters.
Squadron Supreme.
This was the one that I talked about last week where there was a fit over this cover by Feminist because of how this character's turned. Because
her butt's showing.
Because her butt's showing.
And
nothing wrong with that.
And a boob.
The pregnant one?
No. Show Vince. And half the team on Squadron Supreme are women, so I don't know why Feminists are freaking out about this.
They got nothing better to do than fit.
Yeah.
The Extraordinary X-Men, we got Old Man Logan, that appears to be Nightcrawler.
Yep, Young Storm. Jean Grey, Storm, Adult, Iceman, Colossus and Magic.
Is Colossus a black dude?
Probably now. Wouldn't surprise me.
Uncanny X-Men number one.
Which looks like your team is...
Sabretooth,
Magneto, Psylocke, Mystique, and Phantom X. Basically, Brotherhood of Evil Mutants got their own book. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. All new X-Men. It looks like Beast is a...
Young. I think
young
these are...
He's not blue. He's...
I think this
flesh.
Is the young team.
Oh, is Archangel?
Apparently with fire wings. Yeah. So, I don't know how that's going to be.
Wolverine?
I would think so.
Jean
that's
Grey,
at, that's X-23.
Oh,
turn X-23. The page, you'll
okay.
see why. Cyclops.
That's Arcane.
That's, yeah.
Oh, why are they... they showed him twice. I don't know. And then a silver person.
That's young Iceman. When he was in snow form.
Oh, he looks like a lady. Old Man Logan, number one.
Yep.
That'll be exciting with Miles Morales in the background.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith.
Shut up!
And that looks like... Is that Iron Man over there?
It looks like... What's left of Iron Man's helmet with a spike through it, yeah.
And then all new Wolverine, and it's X-23.
Yeah, she is the new Wolverine.
Says best there is at what she does.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then Deadpool number one.
Yep, we're getting Deadpool.
More Deadpool than you wanted.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's it for Marvel. They're relaunching. There's a lot of characters not mentioned. Punisher's not mentioned, Mr. Fantastic, Doom, Black Widow, oddly is not on any team or anything like that. We're going to have to see what comes out of it, but I think out of all that, there's maybe three or four books I would want to pick up and check out, but it does look like they have pushed X-Men over to their own area of the universe.
That looks like it would be good.
Yeah, Mrs. Deadpool and Howling Commandos. That's what turns into
the
Howling Commandos, yeah. So, we got that. We'll go into wrestling news. since Dusty Rhodes passed away, that kind of leaves a void in NXT for a promo coach. How to give your interviews and stuff like that. Apparently, superstar Billy Graham is interested in applying for the job, and he has already sent a letter to Vince McMahon saying that if the job comes open, he would like to apply. Billy Graham...
The Evangelist?
No.
Jackass.
That'd be funny.
It would definitely put a different slant on wrestling.
Yeah.
Jackass.
This is why we have no things. Not nice things or bad things, just things at all. So, back in his day, superstar Billy Graham could talk, but that was 40 years ago. So, Beast in the East was yesterday morning, live at 5:30 from Japan. Results real quick, Jericho beat Neville. Finn Balor won the NXT title over Kevin Owens. And then Brock Lesnar went on and committed a hate crime in Japan. He absolutely destroyed the three black guys of New Day. It was a hate crime. I mean, that's the only way.
I thought you were going to say he asked for a fork instead of chopsticks.
No. But, yeah, so that was Brock's warm-up to get ready for his thing. Becky Lynch revealed during an interview that she has a hip flexor injury and she will be out for several weeks. So that sucks. New Japan announced publicly that 18,000 people have had their credit card information, name, addresses, telephone number, and email address leaked online by an anonymous source. President... I'm going to butcher these
screw,
Asian
president,
names.
Screw,
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Oh, Bammy. President Tezuka, Chairman Sugabayashi, and Director Nishizawa.
I guess I'm always like
that. Ah, bless you.
All took part in a press conference to publicly issue an apology on the matter. They look to prevent this from happening in the future.
Or the past.
They aim to respond properly and in due time as they work to correct any and all issues that have come forward out of this. Apparently, let's see, this issue affects those who purchase a ticket online or signed up to the fan club between August 28th of 2013 and April 28th of this year. So they've been gathering names for 2 years. Apparently this does not seem to have affected New Japan World, which is the subscription service here in the States. So
yet.
That's all I have for wrestling. Vince, wake up.
Quit picking your nose, dude.
Do you have anything for video games? Because I have a few.
Yeah, I've got a few too.
Alright, go ahead.
It looks like Nintendo's PlayStation was found.
Was it missing?
Well, they only made one. It was the PlayStation was supposed to be Nintendo.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, nobody's going to go for a CD-based game system. Well, strangely enough, Sony picked it up, and they found Nintendo's first prototype. And you can see pictures of it. It looks pretty cool. Let's see. Minecraft Story Mode gets first gameplay trailer. Yay! It looks pretty cool. Telltale's doing it. You know, have you ever played the Telltale games?
So it'll be point and click?
Yes. Okay. I believe so.
That's my speed.
Point and click.
As the poor people in Fallout Shelter have noticed, I'm not real good at it. So
I can't. At least you can play it. They haven't even ported it to Android yet.
Don't worry. I've already lost like 10 people.
Damn, that sucks. Dude.
Yeah, I just send them out in the wasteland and watch it.
Then they die.
Then they die. They get like hit by a roach. They die.
I don't know if this isn't really video game news, but Reddit, a lot of the moderators went on shutdown.
Yeah.
So, if you're a big Redditor...
A lot of it's back now.
Most of it's back, yeah. It's all because they fired the one... administrator who handled AMAs.
Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria. It was a giant shitstorm.
Yeah, and the other day, nothing was on Reddit but, like, stuff about Ellen Powell and Victoria.
Yeah, and I know that because of that, vote crashed again, because that is the...
Everybody's going to vote now.
Everybody's going over to vote, and their servers crashed again. votes back up for now. So, yeah, people are really pissed off at Reddit.
And yeah, fucking Chairman Powell.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
No, that ain't no shit. I mean, you put Jesse Jackson on there and expect people to be nice.
Well, it wasn't that. It was the answers he was giving, because I was actually watching it as it happened, were so canned, pre-done answers that, you know, it's like, how come you've made all this money off race baiting was one of the, you know, one of the questions, and the answer that was given or typed out was nothing anywhere near remotely anywhere near the question, so.
Yeah.
Time was, we used to ski with our hats off.
Hey, there's the Nintendo PlayStation he's talking about.
Huh.
It was made by Sony as well. I don't know if he said that.
Well, yeah.
So it was a co...
Yeah.
Nintendo had no faith in it.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Huh.
It looks a lot like the PlayStation.
It looks a lot like... The controller. It's the PlayStation with a Super NES controller.
Yeah, it's a Famicom
controller. Yeah, exactly. What else you got?
That's all I got.
I have a couple things.
And he's got Cheez-Its next to him. He lied. Put your goddamn shirt
Christ,
down.
Pepperoni nipples?
I want to know why he's wearing a Atari shirt over a sweater.
A red sweater.
Yeah. It's all natural, thank you.
Hey, when the nuclear winter comes, you guys are fucked.
Are those reduced fat Cheez-Its?
You see them over here?
Yeah.
No. White cheddar.
Oh, you're a terrible human being.
No
potato chips?
Huh?
Why are you eating Cheez-Its and not potato chips?
He already ate them.
Yeah.
Are you out of potato chips?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Fucker.
I only have three stories for video games. WWE 2K16. The cover will be revealed tomorrow on Raw.
And you can't see it.
Yeah. That's exactly who will probably be on it. Also announced by the developers is that the game will launch with 120 unique superstars and divas. 120 characters at launch. No DLC. Nothing like that. So
it must have been the dog.
Yeah.
It's the little crack.
Australia has apparently banned 220 video games in 4 months. Wow. The government has adopted new classification models, and they're trying to get these adopted. It's apparently the same International Age Rating Coalition tool, which has been adopted by the United Kingdom, us, our hat called Canada, Brazil, and most of Europe. This is how they're going to try to censor video games now. So if it doesn't pass their standards, it's going to get... And this includes digital outlet means to buy games, which I guess would be Steam and other things.
What games have been banned?
I don't have the list up, but I mean, it's stupid. I'm sure it's like stupid stuff, like, you know, Leisure Suit Larry, you know, back in the day. You couldn't do that now and have them pass it. So, the last thing I have is, we talked about the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah.
And the social justice warriors have jumped in. They want Tifa's breasts reduced in the remake of the game because her boobs were too big in the original PlayStation 2 game. So
fucking cry.
Yeah.
They did.
They did. Now
I know.
And but Sony might, you know, kowtow down and...
I see giant boobs every day.
Yeah.
No, you should say fucking kill yourself instead of say fucking die.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because maybe they need to just fucking kill themselves.
Yeah, but so that's all I got for sports.
That was video games.
Fuck you, my thing froze up because I don't know how to use Skype and record at the same time. This is new frontier for the show, so if it sounds crappy,
you're welcome.
It's Vince's babysitter's fucking fault.
Yeah, that would be her mother.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, at least she doesn't listen to the show.
Vince said it's true, so I'm not in trouble. Tammy, to sports. You got anything?
I got a little bit. It's been a long week for me.
Yeah, I got a couple, so go ahead.
The Lakers and Pacers are near a trade.
No, it's already done.
That will send Roy Hibbert. Okay. Breaking news.
Breaking news as of yesterday at 3 in the afternoon.
Well, I just got this off of...
Yeah, they traded Roy Hibbert to the Lakers.
Man, I just got it today. It's almost going to happen. Okay, well, all right. Sayonara.
Keep going.
I got...
What are you crunching? You're killing
it's
me.
It's just mic clicking.
All right.
Packers tight end Andrew Corliss has been detained or something for firing a handgun into the air.
Black guys?
Yes.
That was my question. Yep.
Yes. Well, he looks like black Mexican, so he's Blaxican.
Wow.
Which means he can probably swim.
And I was watching the Cubs-Mets game the other day, and that is the goofy hat the fucking Mets pitcher was wearing.
What the fuck
the
is
hell
it?
Is that?
It's one of those Kevlar hats.
Oh.
To stop like, from getting
yeah,
beamed in the fucking head.
Yeah. Looks like, it looks like an old Devo hat.
It does, kind of.
Yeah.
I will say this. The only good use for a soccer field is setting up 4,000 shots of fireworks on, like we did yesterday. Soccer is still not a fucking sport.
World Cup, Women's World Cup final is tonight, which will be a replay of World War II. We've already beat Germany. Now we have to just beat Japan. So,
well, you know.
I hope they lose.
You un-American bastard.
Well, when you got a team full of fucking domestic abusers on there and nobody says anything.
Well, yeah, there's
like
that.
Every other sport.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyhow.
So, yeah, soccer, not a fucking sport. Nobody ever's fighting it.
You're like dead tired.
Yeah, please, please fight it.
Please. He wants to fight.
Send us an email so you can argue with Shizzler.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What do I got to do? You toothless bastards.
That all you got for sports?
Wow.
And that's coming from Vince. On tape delay. That all you got?
That's it.
I have three things for sports. The Obama administration, because you know how we love them. Will likely block the Redskins, will likely block Washington, D.C. authorities from building a new stadium for the Redskins because of their objections to the Redskins' name.
Oh, wait a couple years and they'll be out.
Yeah, well, they're already playing in Maryland, and D.C. officials wanted them to come back, and they were like, hey, we'll build you a new stadium, and Obama's, you know, crew stepped in and said, not as long as they're called the Redskins. So
they should be grandfathered in.
You would think.
No, the they should be able to... Negroes.
They should call them the beige skins.
The Boots Park Sissy Nannies.
That's right.
Fucking A. That's right.
Golfer Bubba Watson. Who I actually enjoyed watching until I saw this story.
Smacked a bitch.
He's the third-ranked golfer in the world right now, and he owns one of the official General Lee cars from the original TV show.
Burned it.
He has decided that he will paint over the Confederate flag on the top of the car and put an American flag instead.
That car should be in the Smithsonian.
Due to pressure from pussies. Call it what it is. Yeah.
Stupid.
So one of the original Duke's cars, not one of the junk cars, one of the actual, you know, drive-through town cars, screen used, is going to have the battle flag painted over because...
Well, they might as well put a number 2 on it because that car is going to be completely shitty.
Yeah. Just
put turns on it.
Yeah. Last thing I have, this goes back to the Trump thing. Due to pressure from Camping World CEO, NASCAR... has said they will not hold their award ceremony at any property owned or ran by Donald Trump or any of his companies. Last year's event and this year's event was supposed to be held at Trump National Doral in Miami. So now they're looking for a new place to hold their award ceremony because of Trump said, you know, the truth about Mexicans. That's it for sports. Welcome to the world's on fucking fire.
Oh, I did see something about Phil Mickelson. And millions of dollars tied up in some bullshit.
They've been trying to get him on insider trading for a while.
So,
music
did
news.
You see,
what you got?
Did you see Jeff Gordon? He's going back to his rainbow colored car.
Yeah, I saw
it. Bristol.
Is it at Bristol? Yeah. Which means it'll be, you know, off by lap 30. It'll be grinded off the sides. So, on to music news, Mr. Short.
I got a few things.
Okay, I got one thing that's terrible. Go ahead.
Alright, I got Apple released their Apple Music streaming app or whatever. And I haven't tried it. I'm not going to. You can get 3 months free, but it's $9.99 for an individual or $14.99 for a family of six.
It's Spotify.
Pretty much.
It's
Slacker Radio is $3.99 a month, and it's phenomenal. They already have Lamb of God's new music on there.
Do they?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Slacker's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's why I use.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
You what can build your own station.
Watching? Huh?
What are you watching?
You watching Shisha porn?
With the kids? Well, yeah.
Nothing they haven't seen before.
I know. It's what are we watching? This is Cartoon Network.
It's the adult version of Everybody Poops.
That would be great.
Oh, we should do that.
I don't want to see any of you people poop.
Everybody poops on each other.
Well, that's Vince's number one porn parody. What do you keep going? God save us.
Randy Blythe of Lamb of God says he feels that singing aggressively isn't something he needs to do anymore. He's 44 years old.
His voice is probably shot.
And screaming all day for 4 to 6 hours is hard on him. But they have released, I think you listened to it, didn't you? The new...
Yeah.
Shit, I can't remember what it's called. Overlord.
Yes.
That new song, it is badass.
Yeah. Really like that.
Some people are comparing it to Alice in Chains vibe, kind of. But it, like, near the middle to the end, there's a breakdown part where he screams pretty. But
like Lane Staley wanting heroin? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a pretty good song.
Or like Chris Cornell sucking a churro.
And you can...
Hey!
You can pre-order their new album stuff. Lamb of God 7 Sturm Drag, whatever
it's
called.
Latin.
Yeah. On iTunes for $11.99, I think.
Yeah.
My next story, Kanye tried to do a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody at Glastonbury.
Oh my god, I saw this video and I puked twice.
It was awful.
I'm sure. I didn't even watch it. I don't want to
see
it.
Oh my god.
It's fucking Amy Winehouse in a coma on her deathbed sounded better. And that was just monitors fucking
just
beeping.
Gurgling.
Yeah.
That didn't even sound like a good idea.
No.
It sounds awful.
Oh, let's cover Queen in England.
Yeah, by a guy who's hated by most of the world.
Yeah, and who can't sing.
Yeah.
He can't dance. The only thing about him is the way he walks. Yeah.
And that's behind a giant white ass.
Yeah. And my last story, the drummer from Journey, Dean Castronovo, charged with rape, sexual assault, unlawful use of a deadly weapon, and 5 or 6 more charges.
Yeah.
He admitted that he was on a copious amount of methamphetamines.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have that.
Yeah, that was my story.
Yeah.
God, and he's being held without bail in Oregon.
Yeah. That's
Wow.
Don't stop believing.
Well, they fired him as soon as the original charges came out months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was, I think, was just an assault charge.
Yeah.
And then now they've added...
There's, like, sexual misconduct and deviancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
A bunch of other shit. It said unlawful use of a deadly weapon, so I don't know what he was doing with what kind of weapon. It didn't say.
His penis.
He could have been... sticking it in his butt.
Yeah.
The butt.
You got anything to add there, Vince?
Chris Cornell does not sound like he's sucking on churros.
I was just making sure you were awake.
I'm awake, motherfucker.
Language.
Yeah, my daughter just yelled at me. You didn't hear her earlier?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, everybody heard that. Oh, your song of the week this week. We're still celebrating America's Independence Day, as you heard by Real American at the beginning of the show. So, your song of the week this week, just to prove we ain't racist.
Much.
Here is, Living in America by James Brown.
Thank you, James Schneider, for picking this song.
Yes. It was either going to be that or the Jewish Elvis. So
Jelvish?
Yeah, Jelvish. Jelvis. Neil Jelvish. But yeah, here's James
Elvis
Brown.
Costello?
Huh?
Elvis Costello?
No. Oh, Jesus.
What a rude.
Can I mute him?
We can.
Yes, I can.
Mystery.
Enjoy James Brown.
Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl-y Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Today's.
And we're back. We have one revive, reboot, or cancel this week. The 1985 version of Alice in Wonderland, Hocus Pocus, or Return to Oz.
Cancel Return to Oz.
Why?
Because.
Scared you as a kid?
No. Cancel Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. Because of Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Reboot Return to Oz and revive Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. No? Wake up. If you have... We'll go into our questions. Make sure I'm recording. All right. If you have seen Return to Oz, what was the creepiest part for you? The person says those Wheeler things or the pumpkin head named Jack.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I have, but it's been forever. Vince, do you remember it?
Bombi with her fucking heads in the cabinets.
Yeah. It's been...
Are you eating weird broccoli soup?
No, it's French onion soup.
Okay.
Food Talk, starring Vince. Okay, that's killing the audio, you ass. Jeez, I apologize. Fuck it. Huh. Next question. Will all the companies backing out of Comic-Con hurt its attendance this year?
No.
No, I don't think it'll hurt attendance. I look for DC's going to be huge, like we said. Yeah. I think they announced that their Batman-Superman panel, they will have Affleck and... Godot and
San
Cavill.
Diego Comic-Con is for super rich people.
Yeah, it really, it's not a Comic-Con anymore.
It's just a group of rich people getting together.
Yeah, TV and movies. And
yeah.
They've taken it over.
And a third of them's there to bitch about shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What type of character would you be in Dungeons & Dragons? Race and profession. Examples are a dwarf fighter, halfling thief, and what would your unique ability be? I take this to we need to play Dungeons & Dragons. One of our episodes just needs to be a Dungeons & Dragons episode.
You fucking A right it does.
Yeah.
I'll have to skip that week.
You can be a halfling pyrotechnician.
In another room.
So what would yours be, Vince?
And
a virgin.
Probably human cleric.
Yeah, I can see that.
Nobody uses clerics, and when you're fighting the undead, you're all, you know, skeletons and shit. A really nice cleric's pretty good.
Yeah. When I usually play, I'm usually a ranger. So, pick a race, and I'm a ranger, so.
A Power Ranger?
Yes.
The pink one?
Yes. Timmy, you got anything, Mr. Sorgen?
I have no idea.
Nothing? Okay.
At least I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Bags.
Outside of the professional 4th of July shows that Timmy does, what are your favorite fireworks to use each year?
Last year, I bought these things. It was called a pig. It was a little circle thing, and you light it, and it would spin, and then scream, mm-hmm. and then shoot way up in the air and blow up. And it was pretty cool.
Hmm. You're a professional.
Yeah.
So you...
Nothing else does it for me.
Nothing else, yeah.
The professional shit is, you know, let's just get this shit over so I can go home.
Yeah. Vince, what do you use to blow up stuff?
Dynamite.
Okay.
Atta girl.
Yeah. I don't do fireworks anymore. I haven't done fireworks in years.
There was a video on Reddit the other day, and it was a 1,000-pound firework that they set off in Japan.
Jesus.
Those fuckers are crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
It was big.
Next question. Do you think they should remake Streets of Rage? I'm guessing the game.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, they did Double Dragon. They did Double Dragon Neon, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could redo Streets of Rage. I'd be okay with that. I like those kind
of
games.
I was thinking you of Streets of Fire, the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Paré.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Kung Fury.
Uh-huh.
Kung Fury.
Have you played the Mortal Kombat mobile game?
Yes.
Is it all right? Is it just like
it's Injustice?
Okay.
Yeah. And WWE Immortals. It's the same game. So. What character from Marvel and DC, so I'm guessing one of each, do you think will be the breakout character this year, not movies or TV, just in the books?
Breakout character.
Well, I think it'll coincide with movies.
If it's because Marvel, probably.
It'll get people's attention.
The gay one.
It'll get people's attention, and they're like, hey, I'll
yeah. I would say Black Bolt for Marvel. Just because they're pushing Inhumans so hard and he's the king.
Better than me.
Exactly. For DC, man,
The gay one.
The gay one. I would say Bizarro because I'm 2 issues into the 6-issue run. But that's me. I don't know about... Everything's tying into movies and TV now, so... Say Batman whenever actual Bruce Wayne comes back.
Yeah. Right.
Who would win in a fight? The Avengers, the Fantastic Four, Guardians of the Galaxy, or the X-Men?
It'd be either Avengers or Guardians.
Vince, you got any ideas?
I don't know. The Fantastic Four would die immediately.
Black Fantastic Four.
The black guy.
Yeah.
Would probably come down to Avengers versus X-Men just because so many people have been on the teams. I mean,
yeah.
It'd be like 100 versus 100. I mean, I'd say X-Men.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Caitlin wins.
So, yeah, X-Men. Comic or otherwise, which superhero has the most dire circumstances? I know a lot of people dislike the movie, but in Spider-Man 3, he's going to say because Spider-Man had to fight Venom and Sandman at the same time. So what has been a comic or movie where the superhero has just been in dire circumstance?
Daredevil.
That's hard.
Motherfucker was blind.
Well, as we saw with Helen Keller, that does not stop you.
She's not a pussy.
The Punisher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, Punisher, because he has no powers.
Oh, Spider-Man 2, he had emotional problems.
Yeah, he did. yeah, I'd probably say Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a very nice close-up of Vince's beard.
3 chins.
Yeah. God almighty. We have remember last week, the relationship question?
Oh.
We have an update.
Oh, God.
To answer your guys' questions about my question, on a scale of crazy from 1 to 10, he would say she's a 7. She is a BBW, big beautiful woman. She is single, no kids, but lives on her own. She has one dog. She is a libertarian, and her boob sizes are D.
So no cats.
No cats.
I'd say hit it a few times.
Yeah.
I say crush that monkey.
We green light it.
Vince?
Why not?
Make your intentions clear and go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, send us a picture though.
Hey, hold on. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yes.
Yeah, wrap it and then crush that monkey. And if it gets too weird, just break it off and I don't know, make her mad.
No,
break
don't
one
make,
off the
no,
monkey or the
well,
tool.
You don't make her mad.
Well, don't make her mad.
Yeah, she's a 7 crazy, dude.
Oh, okay.
And bad.
That's like keying your car.
Yeah. We know she follows him sometimes. So
buy a gun.
Buy a gun. There's that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say go for it, but make it be known that, you know, start out, you know, this is just what this is, and then if it moves to more, it moves to more.
We're just fucking, and I'm going home after this.
Don't follow me.
Let her down easy if she gets weird.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Vince, you ready?
No.
Since you guys all worked at Walmart, did you see the mob in...
Was that in quotations?
Yes. Okay. Because we didn't really work. did you see the mob in Georgia? A group of black teenagers that went into a Walmart and destroyed it. What would you do if you were working and something like that happened?
Hi.
Fucking grab a crowbar and start swinging.
I worked with machetes. As Dan can attest to if he was here, but he's not.
I worked in the meat department. We had knives and a bandsaw.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the video?
No.
There's probably 60 black youths.
Didn't do nothing?
Didn't do nothing. Oh, they did do something. They ended up pulling one guy off of one of the grocery getters. The motorized carts. And they just... It shows... Because the video shows, like, as you come in and it's like looking at produce... As it shoots down Grocery Action Alley. And it's just a swarm. It's like fucking...
You know what?
Bow flies.
A fucking loser. I had forgot all of those terms.
I heard it the other day at
you
Walmart.
You lying
bastard. I heard Co. Doug, that's no longer a Co. But, yeah, and they just... And then all of a sudden they run down and they're grabbing shit and destroying, knocking shit over. And they turn around and they all swarm out of the store. And you see the workers are there like, what the fuck just happened?
I'm not cleaning that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I refuse to do it.
Yeah. But
you're out of your goddamn mind. You think I'm going to pick out after the goddamn gorillas came in here and knocked everything down.
Yeah.
Or the bananas, okay.
Yeah, they didn't go nowhere near them. They were going for fucking Cheetos and Mountain Dew and shit.
Okay.
I would if I was working and shit like that happened, I would grab the two biggest knives I could find, and I would have charges against
them. Throw them at Dan.
Throw them at Dan. And charges would be brought against me. Did you see the footage of ships leaving the Earth's atmosphere from the space station?
I did. That was cool.
That was. Have you seen this, Vince?
No.
It's pretty sweet. NASA killed the feed from the space station.
Yeah, NASA immediately killed the feed when the two things broke. It was three of them. Broke atmosphere and shot off into space. Yeah, NASA immediately.
UFOs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God, dude.
We're going
to
pause, and I'm going to let Vince watch and Mr. Short. Okay, we're back. Just everybody watch the video real quick.
Weather balloons.
Timmy, you say weather balloons, and we all think you're crazy.
I am crazy.
The actual question is, do you think they are real, and would it lead to a New World Order takeover?
I think it was Tom Cruise.
I believe they're real, and I believe... I don't know what I believe. But they're real.
I think that was real. I mean...
There's nothing else that could be. I mean, unless fucking China's launching shit up there or something.
But... Nothing was announced and nothing showed, them launching anything, so...
Either that or that could be something the government's putting up there to fucking keep track of everybody else.
Well, that would lead to the New World Order thing, Vince.
I don't think it'll be our government's taking over, though.
Well, we're too stupid. I read
somewhere that the aliens, or whatever, that they gave us a certain amount of time before to tell us that they are real, you know, until, or if we don't do it within the year or something like that, they're going to come and say, hey, here we are. They don't want to disrupt anything. Right. Is what I read somewhere. I forget where I read it at.
But they do love air shows.
Yeah, they do love air shows.
Yeah, apparently they love air shows.
Yeah. So, yeah, something will take over, but it ain't going to be our government. It'll be UN. So
I don't think it'll take over. I think we were a seed colony, and we've advanced enough now to where they can actually come back and be like, okay, here, you know, this is how this works, this is how this works.
Maybe that's why the government's been distracting us.
I could.
It would make sense.
Look at the flag. Look at the terrible, terrible flag. Don't look at the aliens.
Well, the UN for, what, maybe 5 or 6 years or so has had an ambassador to aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Next question. Oh, that's a Vince question.
Shit.
Now that gays and such can marry legally, who's to say what is next? There is already people wanting polygamy, but where will it stop? Bestiality, pedo, because they can all claim exactly as the gays did, and all of a sudden anyone can marry anything or anyone. Where's it going to end? Where's it heading?
It's not going to end. That's exactly what's going to happen. And they're already trying to rationalize pedophilia, that it's, we need to embrace it, and it's not a disease. They're born with it. It's only going to get worse, kids.
It's a decision.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking bad.
I'm telling you, when the pedophiles are marching down a parade, it's going to be on.
Yep. Rifles in hand.
Yep.
Riffles. I said that out loud.
Ruffles.
Yeah, ruffles. I meant ruffles.
Ruffles on ridges.
Bags of potato chips. Yeah.
Don't get Vince excited.
Aimed at their heads.
Yeah, potatoes, because he's...
Oh, my mouth.
Get it?
Last question this week. What movie or idea from a movie do you see happening in real life as the country goes to hell?
Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Say it,
San Andreas.
And it, what, with the earthquakes and stuff?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I could see... you know the Boondock Saints thing? I could see that happening. Yeah.
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 No, I can't see that happening.
No, not at all. Nothing has been discussed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Our top 10 list this week. This is a funny one. We tried to lighten the mood. Porn parody names.
We still should have saved it for fucking Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's true. We should have.
I'll probably be working.
Yeah, that's true. Porn parody names this week. Has he ever sent in his?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Timmy, start us off with your number 10.
I went with porn star names, not movie titles.
That all works. As long as it's funny.
I got Teen LaQuifa.
Pretty good.
Vince nods in agreement. Yeah. Mr. Short?
My movie, Missionary Impossible.
Nice.
That's good. You got Dan?
No, Dan, he sent me his casting.
Oh, okay.
On his top 10 list.
Vince, what you got? You're number 10.
Betty Poop.
That figures. I figured that'd be number one.
Yeah.
His are all going to be about poop.
Yeah. No, I know it was one Muppet one, and that's hilarious. For my number 10, I went with a game. I went with Ass Effect.
Nice.
I'd watch that.
I know. Number 9.
Ben Dover.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't have any cricket sounds.
Yeah. Sorry. What's your number 9?
Hell yeah.
Harry Pooter and the Sorcerer's Cock.
Nice. Ah, classing it up with the English.
Yeah.
Vince?
Hey.
Taint It Divine.
Nice.
For mine, I went with Phil Jill instead of Kill Bill. So. They're not all winners.
Yeah, that's fine.
Quit snickering, you asshole. Number 8.
I allegedly know that this one is a real porn name.
Yeah.
Cherry Poppins.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. K
Killer Cox from Outer Space.
That's great. Vince?
Stink Eye.
Nice.
I went with Glazed and Confused.
Nice.
Uh-oh, he's got his hand in his pants.
I can only see him from waist. I can only see Vince on Skype from waist down, and it's fucking Friday. Yeah, there you go. You polishing a shoe? What are you doing there?
And washing a dish.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Buck naked.
Good enough.
Edward Dildo Hands.
Nice. Vince?
Mad Snatch. Like Mad Max?
Yep.
No shit.
Nobody likes it. They're crying.
I went with another video game. I went with Queers of War.
Nice. What the fuck is that?
Your mom's panties.
Oh.
Timmy, number... what the hell are we up to? Six.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Mr. Short.
But man, the Dark Star Rises.
Oh, God. He just nods and...
Naomi Twats.
Nice.
That's very nice. I went with Alien versus Sexual Predators. Number five.
Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson. That's a golfer. Thank you very much. Mr. Short.
The Cocketeer.
Oh, nice. The Cocketeer. That's fantastic.
Telly Whacker.
I went with 28 Gays Later.
I'm noticing nice. A pattern with your,
yeah.
Your queer.
Number four.
Lucy Lips.
Lucy Lips.
Lick Ass.
Lick Ass. Very nice.
Charisma Carpet Muncher.
I'd watch that.
I would too.
Yeah. I went with, Vince might get a kick out of this one. The Aristocunts.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Number three.
Rocky Bow Boner.
That's classic.
Yeah. Jizztastic Four.
Oh. I'm sure there'll be a black guy in this one.
Kermit the Fag.
Nice. Uh-huh. And there's the Muppet. I went with Face Jam.
Nice.
So R. Kelly will do the soundtrack. Exactly. Number two.
Fanny Deep.
Fanny Deep. Nobody knows what's going on. This is great. What's your number
Thank
two?
Thank God.
A Cock to Lick Now.
Like, oh, that's glad. That's great.
A Cock to Lick Now. Like, yeah. Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, got that. Caitlyn Genderbender.
That's awesome.
That's already been done.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
two.
That's a yeah. currently filming. I went with a classic TV. So I went with Three's Humping Me.
Nice.
And your number one, Timmy.
Jimmy's Johnson.
Jimmy's Johnson.
Winnie Loves Poo.
Isaac Astemouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
My number one, the Squirt Locker.
Nice.
Oh, that's gross.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Water wings included.
Water wings included.
Yes, Litheria.
Yeah, that's right. Our casting this week, yeah, we're doing Roots. Just because.
We are?
Yeah. You Vince do have this, right?
I did.
Oh, okay.
He did.
Your character lists, Matilda, Adult Toby, Kunta Kinte, Chicken George, Fiddler, Dr. William Reynolds, Mrs. Reynolds, Mrs. Moore, Missy Ann Reynolds.
Put some clothes on your kid.
And Ames.
I try.
We're starting with Matilda. Timmy, who you got?
Maggie Q.
Yeah, folks, it's going to be like that.
That's awesome.
Kobe Smolders.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Vince.
Selma Hayek.
Mexican, eh?
Yeah.
I went with Amy Schumer.
I got Dan's.
Yeah, what's Dan got?
Meredith Eaton.
Meredith Eaton?
Type it.
I guess I have to pull up the IMDb.
I can do it.
Right,
fucking Dan ain't here to defend himself.
What was the last one?
Eaton? It'd be nice if I spelled it.
I don't know. All right.
I don't know. She's not on here.
All right. Timmy, who's your Toby? Your adult Toby.
All right. You sitting down for this one?
I thank God I am.
Jackie Chan.
That's awesome. This is the one casting that you're not knowing races just fits perfectly. It's great. Mr. Short.
Ty Panitz.
He's an actor. He's in the hole.
He's in the hole, probably.
He was in.
Wait, are we doing Toby or Kunta Kinte?
Toby.
Oh, okay. Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, that works fine.
You know what would have been getting Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane would have been better. Vince, who you got for Toby?
Tim Gunn.
The guy from fucking.
The hole.
No, he's the dressy up gay guy from Top Model. Or was it Top Model?
With yeah, Top. No, it was the one with Heidi Klum.
Fashion show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's hilarious.
Must have been on Lifetime if he was watching it.
Yeah. For my Toby.
Logo.
My adult Toby. Who else could it be but Norm MacDonald?
That'd be us.
Mine is all comedy. Who does the Dan have?
Dan has Warwick Davis.
That's it. It's doing all midgets.
Yeah, Matilda is probably a midget.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Who's your Kunta?
Kunta. Jet Li.
Yes, Jet Li will grow up to be Jackie Chan. That fits perfectly. Good enough.
I already said mine. Ty Panitz.
Yep.
It's this little kid right here.
Oh, from Bones. He plays the kid on Bones. Vince, who's your Kunta Kinte?
Johnny Depp.
You just want to see him in makeup and a funny hat. That's all it is. For my Kunta Kinte, I need who could be a young Norm MacDonald? So I went with Andy Samberg.
No, that's a young Adam Sandler.
Young Adam Sandler, yeah. Chicken George.
Dan has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Peter Dinklage.
Sure he does. All right. Chicken George, Timmy.
Chow Yun Fat.
You just went all Asian. Mr. Short.
Michael Cera.
That's a good pick. Vince.
Keanu Reeves.
I wanted a famous George, but I couldn't think of who would be a really good one, so I went with somebody who played a George. So I went with Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
George Costanza is nice. My chicken George.
I thought you were going to say Brendan Fraser.
No. Oh, George of
George
the Jungle.
The Jungle.
Or George Harrison. Or
oh.
Not George Harrison. Which is the one that looks like leather? George Hamilton.
Oh.
Wow.
It took me a while, but I got to my destination. Who's Dan. Your fiddler? Or Dan.
Dan has Beetlejuice, otherwise known as Lester Green.
This is like Willow 2.
It is, really, it is. Basically, this is the Ewoks movie. Who's your fiddler?
Andy Lau.
You just picked Asian?
For most of them.
All right, okay.
Martin Short.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yes.
Dustin Hoffman.
I went with Stephen Root, better wise known as Jimmy James from News Radio and Bill Dautry from King of the Hill.
That
was
awesome.
Yeah.
Michael J. Anderson.
He's about to stop.
I'm guessing he's about 3 feet, yeah. Dr. William Reynolds, the owner, if you will.
Now this is where we twist.
All right.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He sold his snow dogs and bought Asians. God damn it. Mr. Short.
Yeah, Michael J. Anderson is a tiny person.
Tiny person?
Who are we doing now?
Dr. Reynolds.
Cheech Marin.
That's awesome.
Vince, who you got?
John Cena.
He took all of McMahon's money and just, I can't see him. That's right. I went with, well, who would own a plantation?
Oprah.
Who else but Mike Tyson?
Oh, and you got, he owns Pigeon.
And he owns Pigeon. Yes, exactly.
And Dan has Willem Dafoe.
Is that a midget?
No, he owns midgets.
Oh.
I can see Willem Dafoe actually owning midgets.
I can see Dan owning midgets.
He wants one really bad.
I know.
Mrs. Reynolds.
Gabrielle Union.
That works.
Ava Longoria.
Nice.
She's married to Cheech.
RuPaul.
Wow. I knew it was going to come up at some time. I just didn't know it was going to be in Roots.
Yeah.
I went with Aisha Tyler to be married to Mike Tyson.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dan has Kerry Stevens.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. I'm guessing another midget. No, it's probably a normal-sized person now.
Maybe.
Yep. That leads us to Mrs. Moore.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Ah, from
The Black Hole.
The Black Hole. Yeah, Diana Ross's daughter.
She's creepy looking.
Who?
She's a former playmate, Kerry Stevens.
So she's probably this one.
Right, yeah. Wow. Damn. Dan picked good.
Camera. Harry Stevens?
Yeah.
I'll look her up.
Did he just say Harry Stevens?
Yes, he did.
Mm.
Who is your...
I like it.
What are we on now?
I don't
know. Are we on... Did you... You said yours. Vince, who's your Mrs. Moore?
Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
Nice. That a girl.
I went with Rosario Dawson. Missy Ann Reynolds.
Coco Jones.
Who did Vince have for, not Vince, the other fucker?
Daniel.
Yeah. Have for Mrs.
That's rough,
Moore.
Dude.
Mrs. Moore?
Yeah.
I didn't do my Mrs. Moore.
Yeah. I jumped everybody. Who's your Mrs. Moore?
Maria Conchita Alonso.
That's awesome.
That just makes me want to eat a banana.
Dan's Mrs. Moore is Mila Kunis.
Ooh. I'm okay with that.
Because he wants more.
Yeah. So who is your Missy Ann Reynolds?
Joanna Garcia.
Why not? Vince?
Mark Wahlberg.
That a girl.
I like it.
In his transgender role.
It's for you.
He'll get an Oscar for this. Beating out Leonardo DiCaprio. Who does Dan have? I'll go last.
Hayden Panettiere.
Almost a midget. She's almost a midget. I need sassy black woman. So I went with Niecy Nash from Reno 911.
Nice.
That leads us to Ames, who was the overseer, basically.
Don Cheadle.
He got fucking war machine. He's in out there in the war machine armor. I like that, actually. That's good.
I got Isai Morales.
Yeah, he's been in a shit ton of stuff. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Vince.
Victoria Justice.
Nice.
I can't
that makes
even.
No, sense.
No, like it doesn't. You just like her really a lot. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Who's your or who's Dan's?
Terry Crews.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I went. I needed funny black overseer. So I went with Craig Robinson, Hot Tub Time Machine, and The Office. So
nice.
Oh, that was Roots.
Yeah, it was.
I want to make all fucking four of them, five of them.
Six of them. They're making a new one.
Fuck them. That was going to be historically accurate.
Yeah. That's it for this week's show. Hopefully the audio is not too crazy. I hate you. we're trying Skype for the first time. Actually, if this actually works pretty good, maybe we can do an interview sometime with somebody. So this is a test.
We just have to find somebody.
Well, hold on, let's start the interview now. Vince, what was it like when you first found out you had hepatitis?
I was kind of happy about it, really.
Okay. Itchy?
Yeah, I really don't need my liver.
You get an A, two B's, and a C?
Yeah.
Yeah, comedy. We have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. Send us your ideas, your hate mail. Fight Timmy on soccer. Please fucking somebody fight him.
You spineless pussies.
Those fighting words.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Well, probably.
Spineless pussies.
We have a Facebook page and group. Just search for Inconclusive Breakdown, official Inconclusive Breakdown group. We are on Twitter at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo,
at Timmy Shizzler,
at Short Timmy,
at Fetal Bliss.
You gave him the finger.
Yes, I did. Has anybody got any last thoughts for this?
I have a lot of last thoughts, and we'll leave it at that.
As Vince flips off the webcam. He's staring at me with his mouth agape.
I think it froze.
No. No, that ain't a froze.
God damn it, Skeets.
Hey, let's play a game with Vince. Whose nutsack is it?
Oh, yeah.
This was a show. Vince, you got anything last to say to the people?
I've seen your nutsacks before, and I don't need a webcam.
Quit.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, here.
Oh, shit.
Like he hasn't seen it before. He just admitted
it. Yeah, never seen it.
Yeah.
He helped
get I've seen it in the mirror. Fuck you.
He helped get it unstuck from the meat table.
That's true.
I thought we could go one show and not talk about that.
Fuck no.
I talked about it before the show.
Yeah. All right, we're done. God damn it.